Turn to 2 Timothy. I want you to turn back to 2 Timothy tonight. Just keep your seat. This sermon is not going to be a very long one tonight because it's something we recently covered, but it's in the list and it does need to be covered. And with God's help, I'll cover it from a different angle. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 2. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 2. You know verse number 1, that this is about the last days, and the Bible tells us that right before the church is raptured out in the last days, that perilous times, that's dangerous times, hazardous times are going to come. And then we've been going through this list and we found ourselves to the next to the last word here. That people, and listen, this is for the church, are going to be unthankful. Unthankful. So we'll continue our series entitled The Church in the Last Days tonight. And I want to preach on unthankful believers. The Bible does tell us that the closer we get, listen to me now, the closer we get to the return of Jesus Christ, the more unthankful that Christians are going to be. Listen, it's not lost people. This is about Christians. This is about people in the church. Okay, so we need to get a hold of that tonight. And the more closer we get to the return of Christ, the more prevalent you're going to see that spirit of unthankfulness among Christians. And so I believe that we need to definitely look at this tonight and get a few things out of this about it that will apply to us as a church and apply to us individually as a Christian. Amen? All right, let's bow our head and close our eyes and pray. Brother Mark Brantley, would you pray for me, and then we'll get going.
Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this service.
Amen.
Thank
you. Amen.
Thank you for the
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for tonight so far.
Yes.
Reading your word.
Yes.
Thank you for all those who's come out, Father. Thank you for being married to us and we deserve.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you for saving
my yes.
Giving our sins for our failure.
Please.
Amen. 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 Now, not long ago, we celebrated Thanksgiving. And if you remember, I preached to you about being thankful. So I'm going to approach this a little bit different tonight. We know that the Bible tells us to be thankful for all things, the Bible says. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 20, and in all things, for all things, rather, 1 Thessalonians 5, 18, and for all things, Ephesians 5, 20. So we're to be thankful for all things and in all things. And I expressed that to you, if you remember, back at Thanksgiving, how important that is. It's important to God that His children are thankful. Listen, the longer I'm in the ministry and the longer I live my Christian life, the more I realize how important it is to God that we have a thankful spirit. And when we don't have a thankful spirit, that's a big deal to God. I believe it very much offends Him when a church or a Christian is unthankful. But it goes on. And you'll also remember that when I was telling you about this sin of unthankfulness, I told you this. I said, if you're unthankful, it's connected to a lot of other sins. You're not just going to be exclusively unthankful. If you're unthankful, there's a good chance also that you are envious of other people because you're not thankful for what you got. You're envious of other things and other people. You probably have trouble with jealousy. You're jealous for what people have that you don't have if you have an unthankful spirit. You probably have lust problems. I'm not talking about the sexual nature necessarily, although that may be involved, but just for things. Because you're not thankful for the things God's given you. And then you're probably going to be a covetous person. Wanting something else, not satisfied with what you got. You see, if you're unthankful, it's connected to a whole host of sins. You know what I believe? I believe that the biggest oxymoron in the Bible is to call someone an unthankful Christian. That don't even sound right, does it? But we have them. We have them. Sometimes we are them. Sometimes I am him. Really? I am. Listen, if anybody ought to be thankful, it'll be a child of God. How about that? Would you agree with that? So tonight, I'm going to preach, as I said, on unthankful believers, and I'm going to address it from this angle. This is a little bit different. We've already went over the subject of being thankful during Thanksgiving, so I'm going to address it from a different angle. I'm going to look at it as it's found in this text here. In this text, it says that it is a symptom or a sign of the days before the return of Christ for the church. So this is what I want to do. I want to look at what I believe to be three reasons why The closer we get to the return of Christ, the more unthankful people are going to be. And I've got about three of them that I can think of and things we want to run across. But the main thing that we want to get out of this tonight is that it does tell us in the Bible, the closer we get to Christ returning, the farther we get on toward the end of this thing. And I believe we've rounded the corner. I hope it won't be long. I don't know how long it's going to be, but I hope it won't be long. One of the things that you're going to have to look for and avoid in a church and in your own personal heart and in a church is that spirit of unthankfulness. It'll creep up on you in a hurry. And when it gets inside of you, you get the old mully grubs and nobody can make you happy because you think things are going to make you happy and they're not. And then that stuff will affect the church when you bring it in there. Do you understand that here tonight? This is an important thing. So I want to give you three reasons. Like I said, this will not be a long message. But I believe it's important about unthankful believers. Number one, why do I think that the closer we get to the return of Jesus Christ, that there's going to be more of a spirit of unthankfulness in the church among believers? Number one, I believe it's because of this. Because we have so much. When you read over there in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 17, that church of Laodicea, which we believe that church typifies the last church age, which we believe that's where we are right now. That's the one we're living in. Their testimony is they have need of nothing. Physically, they don't. Physically, the church won't. It's spiritually where they're bankrupt. But because we have so much in the local church and we have so much in our personal lives, that is why your unthankfulness comes. The church, at least in the West, okay, the church here in the West has never had so much. And listen, this is what I believe. I've seen it over and over in other people's lives. I've seen it in my life. The more you and I have, the more you and I take stuff for granted. The more you and I have, it's usually not, okay, the more God gives me, the more thankful I am. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. Not usually. Not with human nature as it is. The more He gives us, the more we expect it. And the more we take it for granted, and the more it's not a big deal to us. And the more instead of holding our hands up like this, we hold it out like this. Give me more, give me more, give me more. And that's what goes on over here in America. The church is so rich and has so much, and we all have so much. And somebody can say in here, well, I ain't rich. Compared to most people in the world, you are. Yes, you are. And the more we just have so much, we take it for granted. You know what I realize? I want to read that. I wrote this down, so I want to read it word for word. This is what I wrote down. Nothing is especially good because nothing is special. You ever thought about that? Nothing is especially good to us because nothing is special. We get all everything. Do you realize how hard it is to be thankful when you're given so much? And that's why I think when you see us approach the end of time and the Christ coming back, the closer we get to that and the more that we get and the more that we have, it's going to be that much more difficult to be truly thankful because we have so much. We just do. I think that when we do without and then you have that need provided and you begin to have plenty, that usually would even touch even the hardest of hearts with some thankfulness. You ever thought about that? Even people that are not saved and not especially spiritual, if they go through a time of not having anything and a time of poverty or a time of need, and that need is provided and they have it, they'll even be a little thankful. And at times you'll have a Christian, somebody that's saved and born again and loves the Lord, and God will do something for them, and they won't be especially thankful. Why? Because we're so used to having what we want. We don't just have our needs, we have our wants. You know, sometimes, and I know it's God that does it, sometimes I feel guilty. I wonder just how much of a New Testament preacher am I really? I don't think Paul was 60 pounds overweight. I'm probably more than 60 pounds overweight. I don't think Paul had vehicles to drive around on and money to go out to eat when he wanted to. People giving him money like this church has and buying me suits and giving me things. Paul didn't have that. We are so far removed from the New Testament church in the Bible. So you say, okay, now God's blessed us. God's given us all this. God's put us in this such a time as this, right? We are right here in Laodicea where He's blessed us with all this material thing, right? Yep. What are we supposed to do with it? Well, God's maybe not going to do us like the early church. We're not going to do without. I think we're going to be persecuted for us over. I really do. Yes, I do believe that. And we may, some of that may involve doing without. But as of right now, you say, what do we do when we don't have to do without and we have plenty? This is what you do. When it's real difficult because you do have plenty, you have a thankful attitude toward the Lord. See, it would be easy for Paul the Apostle, easier for him to have a thankful attitude for the Lord when he gets fed than when I get fed. Because I just got fed every day all week long with food everywhere. So our thing, maybe we're not got a gun to our head, if you deny Christ, I'm going to shoot you and all that. That's probably coming, by the way. And maybe it's not a thing where, well, we know how to be abased and we know how to be hungry. Okay. But this is something they didn't especially face. Can we live in a prosperous society like God has done for us and still work at it through the Spirit of God to remain thankful for all He's done for us and all He's given us? Can we do that? We should work on it. I believe that's why the church is so unthankful. Christians, aren't we? Have so much. Number two, because now in our day and time, we have a sense of entitlement. People just really do, especially the young folks. It's an amazing thing to me how young people in their 20s want to drive a truck like Pawpaw drives. And Pawpaw is in his 60s and retired. And you're in your 20s, you ain't never hit a lick at it. You're 20 years old, you don't have 15 different jobs. You ain't done nothing, but you want to drive a new truck like Pawpaw does. Well, work for 40 years like Pawpaw did, then you can drive a new truck. Amen. Well, glory, doesn't that sound good? Amen. Don't buy your children a new car. That's one of the worst things you can do for them. Buy them an old piece of junk unless they want to go to work and buy their own. Some of you teenagers are like, boy, Brother Dennis, shut up. Go to the next point. I don't want to hear that. You hurt them. People think you owe it to them. They think they deserve it. And not only do we think we deserve what we got, we think we deserve more. That's not true. This is why you have so many socialists and communists now in our country. That's why they are against capitalism. I know some people that's involved in capitalism, they're wrong, and they don't do it right, and they're greedy. But the system is not what the problem is. It's ungodly people in the system. Capitalism as a system is a great system. I can't help when people mess it up. Just like you have bad judges, you have dishonest lawyers, you have dishonest preachers. But we need preachers, we need lawyers, we need people like that. There's so much wealth and opportunity so much wealth and opportunity that is inherited today as compared to 50 years ago that people just come to expect it without any real sacrifice. Do you realize that? Used to, you had to work for something, but now all these young people, they don't have to work hard for a vehicle like I did. Don't have to save up for their first vehicle like I did. Mom and daddy's going to give them one. Mom and daddy's going to die. They're going to leave them a bunch of stuff. They're going to leave them a bunch of money. Mom and daddy worked real hard, and they're going to inherit so much is given to them. So now, do you know what these young people have? And that spirit prevails even in some of the older people. There is such a sense of entitlement. You owe it to me. I deserve it. Give it to me. We don't deserve it. And this is what you have in our society today that goes along with this spirit of unthankfulness. You have this victim mentality. I am so sick and tired of that. Everybody's the victim. I'm a victim because of my color. I'm a victim because of my gender. I'm a victim because of my upbringing. I'm a victim because of my education or lack of education. Everybody wants to be the victim. You know why you want to be the victim? So you can play poor old pitiful me. I deserve more. I'm entitled to more. You ought to give me more. The government ought to take up more slack. The government ought to do this. The government ought to do that. You know why? That's from a generation, a couple of generations of unthankful people that come up here like this. I deserve it. You owe it to me. Give it to me. Paw Paw's in the 60s. He's got a brand new truck. I ought to have one. Give it to me. I know I'm a 19-year-old snot-nosed punk, but I deserve it. And you know what you parents do to hurt them further? You give it to them. Don't do it. Don't do it. Everybody all right? This ain't nothing like as uncomfortable as this morning. You ought to be rejoicing in this. If you think you were uncomfortable this morning, you ought to have been up here preaching that stuff, man. So people just, you know, they say, well, I deserve it. You owe it to me. That's that mentality in society. And you know, because of that mentality, people are unthankful when they don't get it. Since I'm entitled to it and you owe it to me and I deserve it and I don't get it, then I'm going to be unthankful. And because I have so much already and I can just basically get whatever I want, you don't have to suffer. There's 1,000 commercials on TV all the time that says, don't sit there with a headache. I don't care if you went out and ate enough to kill a horse. Don't sit there with a bellyache. Drink you some Maalox. I've got an Excedrin headache. Well, take some Excedrin. If you need to go to the doctor, you can go to the doctor in this country. You may have to make payments, pay up $25 a month or whatever you have to do if you don't have good insurance. But if you need something, it can be taken care of in this country. And that's why that will breed a spirit of unthankfulness if you're not careful. I've seen people. I remember when we went on that mission trip to Mexico. And I was walking down that road there, and with a bunch of gravel and dirt and mud and water. And there were a bunch of little kids out there. And I had some candy on me. And I was trying to give it out, and the kids were just following me and surrounding me, and I couldn't give it out fast enough, so I did something stupid. I took this bag of candy, just throwed it down there in the road and said, here, y'all have it. And then I snapped a picture. I got a picture somewhere at home if I can ever find it. I stepped back and I snapped a picture of all these kids fighting over that candy. Now, you know what these kids were fighting over? Suckers. Dum-dums. Whatever the kind you get at the bank. Ain't that what they're called? That's what they were fighting over. Lollipops, a little hard candy. These young people in our church wouldn't even have it, much less fight over it. You know why they were fighting over it? They don't get it. They don't have it. They don't have nothing sweet. I saw little 3-year-olds out there naked running around and splashing around in the water hole. I don't know who their mom and daddy was. I went into houses that just had dirt floors, and some of them electricity didn't work, and one old light bulb hanging down. And when I'm walking down through there with a bag of candy, that they want it. They're thankful for it. Why? Because that's a bunch of people that don't get anything. You know why we're so unthankful? I had all the dressing and dumplings I wanted at Christmas. I ate a turkey that was fried so good I shot back in Thanksgiving. I had tea cakes, sugar cookies, pecan pie, pound cake. What else did I have? Peas, cornbread, ham, soups, more cake, more pie. Do you know what it got? I was sick of eating before I left Alabama. I said, I don't want nothing else. Don't put that stuff out in front of me. Sick of it. My belly feels bad. I'm not thankful for it anymore. Why? Just had so much of it. Just had so much of it. It means nothing to me no more. When I first got down there, that dressing and turkey meant a lot to me. By the time I was leaving, I'd rather have a green salad. And I'm not known for eating green salads. Why? You got so much. And if you're not careful, because we have so much, you'll become unthankful. And if you're not careful because you're an American and you're born with all this, you'll get that spirit of entitlement. You owe it to me. I deserve it. And if I don't get it, I'm going to pout or protest. That's what they do in this country. They're not thankful for what God's given them. And number three, final point tonight, I think a lot of people are going to become more unthankful. I'm speaking to Christians here tonight. Because even Christians have this trouble of disassociating God with their success and prosperity. They do. I tell you why, I hear Christians all the time say stuff like this. Well, I worked hard. And I've been at it for 50 and 60 years now. And I worked 40 and 50 and 60 hours a week. And I went to school and I did this and I did that and I worked and I'm a self-made man. Is that right? You worked hard, did you? I know a fellow in his late 30s, much of a man, high school football star, working a construction site, much of a man, pulling on a cable, did something to his back, ain't never worked another day. On Social Security and lost about everything. I guarantee you, but none of you working no harder than him. You got some breaks he didn't get because of God. That's exactly what it is. Don't come in here talking to me about your great work ethic. I don't want to hear it, man. I don't want to hear that you work 60 and 70 hours a week and you never give God credit for giving you the intellect and the body to do it. And the opportunity to do it. And to keep doing it. And then you work 60 and 70 hours a week and talk about how unlazy you are, but you don't never come to church, never read your Bible, or never pray. What glory? Ain't that right? Men brag about how unlazy they are, but they're lazy in spiritual things. That's the most important area there is. Let me tell you something. The reason I know what I know tonight is because God gave me special opportunity He didn't give every preacher. He gave me some abilities He didn't give every preacher. He gave me some chances and got me around some men that many preachers in this world will never get the chance to be around some of those men. And it wasn't because I deserved it or there was something special about me. Maybe it was because I was so unspecial He did it. Maybe it's because He chooses the weak things and the worst so that He gets the glory. But folks have a problem with pride and they disassociate their success and their promotions from God. Let me tell you something. God saved you and God changed you and God gave you the breaks. You and I have been given more than we ever will deserve. Can you say amen to that? You didn't choose anything about you. You didn't choose your race. You didn't choose your place of birth. You didn't choose your family. You didn't choose this country. God did that for you. You didn't choose your gender or nothing. God decided that all that for you. You are what you are and you have what you have because of Him. And listen, if you've got a good mind and your mind's earned you a good living and you've got some degrees behind your name, all right then. Do you realize God could snap His fingers tonight and you wouldn't know anything? Don't get puffed up about nothing. Some of you folks, you give some of these other Christians that don't know as much as you do a hard time. Don't do that. There's a bunch of them going to do a lot better than us at the judgment seat of Christ. They love God with all their heart. They didn't get the opportunity you got. Didn't get the teaching you got. There's a bunch of Southern Baptist people down there from where I'm from. I've pastored some of them, been around them all my life. They've never had a preacher that was worth the gunpowder to take to blow them up. But they've just hung in there and done right and tried to do right. And God sees their heart and they're going to do all right at the judgment seat of Christ. Don't think you got something special on them because you know dispensations and they don't. Because you know the 23rd Psalms. Yeah, but they know the shepherd. Don't get high and mighty. It's all going to come out of the judgment seat. Just be thankful. You are what you are and you have what you have because of Him. Now we're going to get ready to close here tonight. I want us again to be warned here tonight as a church and as a Christian about this prevailing spirit of unthankfulness that has crept into the church, and it will only worsen the closer we get to the return of Christ. It's just going to get worse. And we should never take God or His blessings for granted. We should never feel entitled All God was entitled to do for us is put us in hell. That's it. That's all you were entitled to, a place in the fire. And he came along, he saved you by his grace. We should never credit ourselves with success we have achieved and the many pleasures we have enjoyed. Never credit ourselves. We're all undeserving of the least of his blessings. And that should cause all of us to be thankful for all of his many blessings. Amen, church. All right, every head bowed, eye.